Okay, let's get into Maaser Sheni Daf Tes as we continue here in the first parak of Maaser Sheni. We're talking about what you're allowed to buy with your Maaser Sheni money and what the Chachamim were gozer against for various reasons. So that we're in on Chesem Abayis. Rabbi Yochanan, again, not that we paskin like all of these deas, as we'll see. Rabbi Yochanan says they were gozer not to use your Maaser Sheni money to buy a female Ba'alas Mum, because that might have, that animal might have a bachar, and then it could lead to problems. And then they were gozer even on the male ba'alas mumin. And then Rabbi Yochanan said, the second version of Rabbi Yochanan said, even buying a tamim they were gozer on. So we'll have to see, what does that mean? Isn't that the whole point, to buy a tamim for a shlamim? But as we'll see, that some Rishonim say this means outside of Yerushalayim. But just for maskana, before we get back to the Gemara, the Rambam paskins in Perek Zayin of Ilchas Maaser Sheni, Lokhin Behema Lezivchei Shlamim Mikasa Maaser. Right, that's the best, to buy a behema for a shlamim. Mipnei Shashlamim Ne'echalim Lezarim. And why Dafka Shlamim? Because the Shlamim is eaten to everyone, and that's what Maaser Sheni should be eaten. Barishona Hayulochin Behemos Lachlan Chulin Mikesav Maaser Sheni Kedei Lahavricha Me'alam Mizbeach. So originally, they just wanted to have everything. They didn't want to give, like, a Shlamim. I have to give the Chazay and the Shok to the Kohen, and there are limitations of how long I have to eat it. And so they wanted to use it as Chulin. So they just brought the Maaser Sheni, obviously, they brought to Yerushalayim, but then they brought animals just to have dinner. Lahavricha Me'alam Mizbeach. Gazru Bezdin Shein Lochim Behema Mimos Maaser Sheni Elo Shlamim Bilvad. So the Rambam's lashon is Gazru Bezdin. It's a din d'rabbanan. Din d'rabbanan, that we remember we had days in the last daf, whether it's a din d'araisa or a din d'rabbanan. The Rambam says din d'rabbanan, that you're only allowed to use it for shlamim. Aval chayev va'ov lochin Shein Ruyim L'shlamim. But chayev va'ov, the Rambam paskins, can be bought as long as it's not roy for shlamim, then you're not doing anything wrong. Right? And again, that's against about the line that we're about to have in the Gemara, but that is the Rambam in Perek Zayin. So let's get back to what we were talking about. So Rav Yochanan included gzeiras even on Bali Mumin, because, you know, atamim, atu, you might not use it for the Mizbeach. So I mentioned at the end of Shir yesterday that there are many Isurim relating to Balmum. Right, if you look in the Sefer HaChinuch, for example, the Sefer HaChinuch in Parshas Emor, mitzvah Reish Pei Beis, Reish Pei Hei through Reish Sadi Beis are eight mitzvos that have to do with Balmum. Reish Pei Hei is the Isser de Araisa of being Makdish of Balmum Lagavi Amizbeach. You can't be Makdish it, that itself. If I say about a Balmum, I'm Makdish, that's a Daraisa. Shlo Nakdish, Balmum Lagavi Amizbeach, Avo Bishlo Grivam. Behektish Levad Yesh Isser Lav. Wow. That is the Chinuch and the Rambam. And this mitzvah applies always, says the Chinuch B'Sarim, but the Kevitz will call the over of Hektish Balmum, afilu bizman hazeh over alav zeh. Umina nireh shalo yeh bazeh malchus lefi she'im bo maisa. The Rambam says, the Chinuch says, that the Lechor lav she'im bo maisa, you're not going to get malchus. Ava ra'isi la harambam, right, he quotes this, because he's a little difficult. The Rambam paskins Maktish Balmum Loke. You get Malkus for Maktish Balmum. Vula Yaaseyu Kememir. Sheishba Malkus. Maybe this is like one of the exceptions. We need Tumura. Tumura gets Malkus, the special Din the Gemara says at the beginning of Tumura. Shezevezeh Hektishu. Maybe being Maktish and Tamura, very important line. Zev is a hektishu. The big lumdish question in Tamura is, when I try to switch the Kedusha, am I being, is that a new Hakdasha? Is that a hemshech of the original Hakdasha? Like, what am I doing? Is it automatically from Hashem and nothing to do with me? But the Chinuch's lashon is, Zev is a hektishu. Being makdish something, and Tamura. Ve'elav nishma v'torah nevakish b'piyu ki malach Hashem tzvakosu. He throws up his hands. He thinks that he doesn't understand the Rambam. He thinks he shouldn't get Malchus. But of course the Rambam says you get Malchus for Yimiyakdash Rabamum, and he says, what could I do? Elav nishma v'torah nevakish b'piyu ki malach Hashem tzvakosu. That's what he says about the Rambam. And there's a lot relating to this. There's a whole discussion about how do you ever get Malkus or violate this punishment. If you did this, just be Shoel on your Hakdasha, right? You could be, undo it. the Minchas Chinuch there in Mitzvah Reish. This is only the first Mitzvah, by the way, about Balmu. I wanted to mention the others, but I'm just I'm stopping here for a minute. The Minchas Chinuch says, V'nirli Pashur, Dim Hikdish Balmu Lamizbeach, V'yachar Zeh, Kodem Shenilke, Nishal Ala Hekdish. Right, before he gets Malkus, he's Nishal. I don't know if this means even after Gemar Din. They're taking him out. And then he meets three rabbis on the way, and he's Shol on the Hekdish. Nirali Deloke. Wow. Says the Chinuch, you're still going to get Malkus. Nehida Hekdish Yotzi L'chulin, even though it becomes Chulin Delo Adav Meitam Shemahani She'ela Mikol Makom Ahalav Avar. You still violated the Lav, even though you undid it. Kilo matzinu b'shum makom in b'shas hadibur hi aveira de tehani she'ela. You never find that if you do she'ela on dibur, that the dibur that was an aveira b'shaito is undone. Kimo shvua shaver sheker. Kimo sha'achalti v'loacha. I swear that I ate and I didn't eat. Ola hefech b'vade loke imke nachanami v'imke yesh lachalek hikan kiva dehektish nifka lamafreya lo ye over klal. And even though here, it's not really a good comparison, here you're being oker lamafreya, as if it was never hektish, mikol makom, ein zeh svara klal, tahadibur asra ha-torah, v'yaladibur hazeh chayim malkus. So that's the important discussion of the Minchas Chinuch. Can you undo it? Which might get into how you look at retroactive effects. And the language that the Achronim use is it lamafreya lamafreya, or mikano lahaba lamafreya? Meaning, only when we look back, we can look at it as if it never happened. But b'shaito, it happened. That's a question of Breira. It's a question of other things. So that's, if you say, mikan al habalam afreya, so then obviously it was an aver b'shaito. So just getting back to this. So reish pei hei is a lo sase to be makdish abalmum. Reish pei vav is a mitzvah asay to be makrav a tam. Reish pei zayin, you're not allowed to be matil mum b'kadshim. That's Reish Pei Zayin. Reish Pei Ches, Isser of Zrikas Hadam of a Baal Mum. Reish Pei Tes, an Isser of Shchita of a Baal Mum. Right? Reish Tzadik, the Isser of Haktaras Emurin of a Baal Mum. Right? All of these are separate Los Hase Daraisis here in Emers. Those are all relating to animals. And besides that, there's even the earlier Psukim having to do three different mitzvahs. Reish Ayin Hei, Reish Ayin Vav, Reish Ayin Zayin in the Chinuch that have to do with a person. Right, a Kohen who's a Baal Mum, Reish Ayin Hei is not allowed to be Oved. And Reish Ayin Vav, this is interesting, not for us now, a separate Los Hase for a Kohen with a Baal Mum Over to violate a Los Hase. A temporary Mum. So you might say, if that's counted, a temporary Mum, then Kavach Homer, you don't need a separate Reish Ayin Hei is a Kohen with a permanent Baal Mum. Right, permanent Baal Mum, obviously, Over, so the Mefarshim talk about what do you need, isn't that a Kavach Homer? Isn't that a kavachomer? And then the Reish Ayin Zayin, a Balmum is allowed to go into the Heichal. So many los haseis relating to Balmum discussed at length in Meseches Bechoros. Okay, so let's get back. If there's more time, we'll get back to some of those issues. But let's get back to our discussion here. So we're on the second to last line here on Chesma Beis, where the Gemara just quoted two versions of Rabbi Yochanan about limitations, about what you're allowed to buy with your Meister Shady money. And the last line, he says, Chazu Lomar, not only Ba'ali Mumin, blemished animals, are you not allowed to buy Mishum Gzeira, even Lo Yichu Afilu Chaya Afilu Ofos, even animals that are totally out of the world of Karbanos, even Chayas and Ofos, are not allowed to be bought. Again, which seems to be pashas against the Mishnah, but we'll talk about that soon from the Rishonim. But even that, again, we don't paskin this way. Kahada Tatani. So like the Brisa says, this Brisa supports this version of Rabbi Yochanan, as we'll see the Chachamim in the Brisa, not the first version of Rabbi Meir. Kahada Tatani, Echad Shviyas, the Echad Meister Sheni, if somebody has Shemitah money, right, with Kusha Shviyas, or Meister Sheni, Mechalanoso al Nekeva Baalas Mum. So the Tanakama here says, you could buy a Baal Mum, you could buy a Nekeva Baalas Mum, which is not Shayach to be brought as a Karban. And he says, you're not worried about the Vlad. The Al Shar Behema Chayav Ov, and you could buy any other animals, even a male, Chayav Ov, Bein Chayim, Bein Shchutin, Divri B'meir. You could buy any other animal, whether it's alive or shechted, with Meister Sheni money, Divri B'meir. Only shchutin. That's it. So that, the Rachamim seem to say, very limited, so they don't include chayes and ofos. So the Gemara is saying, maybe this sheet of the Chachamim is the basis for that last line of Rabbi Yochanan of Chazrul Omar, that you can't buy chayos and ofos. Rabbi Yirmiyah b'shem Rabbi Shmuel bar Rabbi Yitzchak gazru osan shalo yiru osan adaram adaram. What are all these gzeiras for? Why are there so many limitations? Because we don't want you to buy an animal with maaser sheni money, and then you're going to save it to graze and to make more, you know, make more herds and sheep. So you're going to keep them, and you're not going to shech them, and you're going to try to breed them. And that's a problem. Why is that a problem? Because one has to be deal with the Maisrus and Maiser Sheni right before the time of Biur, right in year 3. After year 3 and after year 6, as we know, we discussed in the Hagdam a little bit, about Biur, Peiris, Maisrus. You have to make sure your Maiser Sheni is dealt with properly. And the if you look in the Rav Chaim Kadievsky, Adarim Adarim, Shalo Yishem Etzlo L'Gadol Be'en V'Ados Adarim Adarim, V'Nimse Mashe Maisrosav La'achar Zman Abir, Shebezov Shana Shlishes V'Shishes. Are you going to leave it too late? Chayev L'Varkal Maisrosav and Abayas, V'Od, and also Shemeyavo Bohen Lidei Takala, Bizman Meruba. If you have a Maiser, you can come to Takola, right? You have Maiser Sheni, Kedusha, maybe you'll use it outside of you, you'll eat it outside of Yerushalayim. It could just lead to problems to have Dvarim Sheb Kedusha walking around. So Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak says, Rav Yirmiyah quotes Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak as saying that many of these Gzeiris are based on the reason of Shalo Yiru Osan Adarim Adar. Come Rabbi Yirmiyah in Reb Zeira. One time Rabbi Yirmiyah, who just quoted this in the name of Rav Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, met Reb Zeira. And Reb Zeira got upset at him. Amar Lei, Reb Zeira says to Reb Yirmiyah again, who just quoted this line in the name of Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak, Ad Kedun Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak Kayam, he's still alive. V'yatun Talyun Bei Martu Techen, right? He's still alive, and you're hanging your shmatas on him. Meaning, how could you attribute such a statement to him? It's wrong. And therefore, you know, if he was dead, he couldn't even argue with you. He's still alive. He's still alive. V'amar Reb Shem Reb Yochanan. Afilu Tumima Gzeira. Remember we said on the Amud Beis, right, Chesma Beis, they were even gozer by a Tumim. And Chayis and Ophos are, and we said everything was an extension of that. And they were gozer Mishim Tumim because people were being Mavriachit and Me'agabi Amazbeach. They weren't buying the animals for Karbanos. They said you can't buy animals, not for Karbanos. And as an extension of that. So it's not because of Gzeira, Shema, Yiru Osan Adarim Adarim. That's not the reason. Because Adarim Adarim, you know, maybe that would be limited. You wouldn't have so many steps. But here, we assume it's all because of the Gzeira of Tamim, which is Shalo Yavrichu. Dilma, continues Reb Zeira, Dolos Amris Ela Alashvias. Maybe when you said that, or when Reb Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak said that, it was only going on the Shemitah line, not the Maaser Sheni line, right? The top line of our Amud. Echad Shvius ve'echad Maaser Sheni, right? Maybe it's only going on the Shvius line and not the Maaser Sheni line, and then it wouldn't be against what we said before. And Achav Tani al Shvius, they went and they found a brisa that only had it referring, had this line of Shmuel Bar Rav Yitzchak referring to the Shvius line and not referring to the Maaser Sheni line. So as we said at the beginning of the shiur, a number of these. You know, it's the gozer on tamimim, right? Your gozer on what do you mean? Your gozer on tamimim, right? That's what you're supposed to buy. So we're gozer on tamimim if you're buying it lechulin, not for a karban. Or the other way, Rishonim say it, gozer outside of Yerushalayim. If you look in Tosfos and Sukkah on Daf Mem Amabez, Tosfos and Sukkah on Daf Mem Amabez, Tosfos says, where's the Tosfos here? Yeah, Tosfos says. But it says there, Ein Mechalin, the Gemara there quotes this line that we just had in the Braisa, Ein Mechalin Ela Al Ashkutin, right? We had this line, which the Rambam quotes also, in Maaser Sheni Dalid Vav. In Maaser Sheni Dalid, I just quoted Perek Zayin before, but the Rambam here in Maaser Sheni Perek Dalid, find it, the Rambam here also says, Ein Mechalin Ma'os Maaser Al Haperos, Vim Chilal Ya'alu Haperos Yochli B'Shalayim. The lo yichalim al behema chayev of chayim. You cannot be mechalit on live animals. Vim chila lo kana meiser. Shema yigdal mehem adarim. Wow. Right? It sounds like he does quote that Shemi Dama Madarim. The Mefarshim wonder, where he gets this from? This is all talking about outside of Yerushalayim. So that's what Tosfos says in Sukkah. All these limitations, b'maiser sheni chutz li Yerushalayim ayri, to be Yerushalayim, mutter liklos b'menum behem elizavchei shlamim. When you can't buy it on only on shchutin. You can't buy a live animal, you can't buy a live animal outside of Yerushalayim. Because why are you buying that? The Rambam says, because you're going to keep it and can lead to problems. But if you're in Yerushalayim, yeah, you can buy anything. Like we had earlier, the Ode. Also, and he quotes another raya, midadayik besamach deilote mahachi, that's sukkah mem aleph, meiser mamish vaksiv esadak hazabiyadecha. Klomar, heich mischala abahema chayev oaf. Elama meiser deme meiser. Mashma behedya deiri chutz li Yerushalayim. The afilus, that's the outside of Yerushalayim, that's when you have these limitations. In Yerushalayim, obviously, you could buy even live animals, that's Tosfos and Sukkah, on daf mem. So, lomaisa, that's the best thing to do. We don't want, if one switches the Kedushan to money, Chazal say, do not switch it back onto something else outside of Yerushalayim. Right? Wait till you get to Yerushalayim, the heter that the Torah gives of being poda, of switching the Kedusha onto money is only for you to then bring that money up to Yerushalayim and buy what you need there. Good. So what are you allowed to buy? So now the Mishnah gets into some of the options. A, halokeach, mayim. So these are the options that don't work. Halokeach, mayim, umelach, water and salt. Water or salt are not allowed to be bought with Meister Shady money. Why not? So you might have just said they're not chashuv. But the Mefarshim say even a more halachic reason, and that is, as we'll see, the Pnei Moshe here quotes the Drashas Chazal, that it has, based on the Psukim, remember we read the Pasuk a few days ago, that the Pasuk says you can buy whatever you want, and then Bakar Tzona gives a couple examples, and then says whatever you want again. But we limit it because of those examples. Babakar Batzona Bayayin of Ashechar. So they are Ochel, Uprimi Pri, Vigidule Karka. We're going to have to talk about each one of those, but one of them is Gidule Karka, grows from the ground. And Mayim and Melach do not grow from the ground. They might be found in the ground, but they are ground. But that's not allowed. So if you buy water or salt, as we'll see, it's not going to work. Uperes and Mechurem Lekarka. Or what if I buy fruit that are still attached to the ground? That also is not allowed because that's called Kol Mechurem Lekarka. Arayuka Karka is considered Karka. And therefore, that would be a problem. You can't buy Karka with Meister Shani money. Oh, Peros, turning over. Shani Yecholim Lahagiel Yerushalayim. Or if I buy fruit outside of Yerushalayim, and by the time it gets there, it's going to rot. And it's not going to be able to make it. Lokana Meister, so in that case, also, it doesn't work. Doesn't work Lokana Meister. There's nothing switched. The money is still Kadosh with Meister Shani. And these items that you bought are still Chulin, right? All these items are not. Even though we said that salt is not chashuv, but it is chashuv in a certain sense. Again, it's not called food, but I think we spoke recently in a daf shir, I don't remember, about the significance of salt. You could even say, you know, salt after you said the bracha v'motzi. Right, you said the bracha v'motzi, and you need salt, so that's the Gemara. Gemara says in brachas daf mem, in the Bavli, Amarav, tal bruch, eno tzorach levarech, havei melach, havei liftan tzorach levarech, Reb Yochanan Amar, Afilu avio melach. Even if you say bring some salt, you don't have to. It's not a hefsek because that's a need. That's a need. Salt is a need at the table. Why is it a need at the Shabbos table? So that's what the Tosfos there in Brachas Damem discusses. Why is it such a need? Because you need. Why do you need salt on the table? Va'anu, says Tosfos. Ein anu regilin lahavi al shulchan lo melach lo liftan. Mishun the pasha lanu chashiv. First day of Tosfos sounds like salt is so important because you need it for the taste of the bread. But then Tosfos says, no, this symbolism to the salt. Rabbi Menachem haya medakdek ma'od, lohavi melach ala shulchan. Kedisa b'medrash, kishi Yisrael yoshven ala shulchan, umamtinen zezeh shi'ilu yadayem. When we wash our hands and we're waiting for everybody else to wash their hands and we're sitting there and we're not doing anything. We're not learning Torah, we're not davening, nothing. V'hein below mitzvos, ha-satan mekatreg aleihem. The satan, it prosecutes. Look, these Jews, they're wasting their time, they're doing nothing. Ubris melach megan aleihem. What protects us? The salt. The salt, the covenant of the salt that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made with us. Bris melach. Right? That's what saves us. The Ramah quotes this in Hilchas Suda about having the salt on the table. And there's other symbolisms as well for the salt. Some say, and what about Rosh Hashanah? Do you have salt on the table for Rosh Hashanah? You have honey, right? Do you have salt? So that's a question. I once heard a beautiful idea based on a discussion that the Rishonim have. The Rishonim say, Gemara deals with this also. How are you allowed to eat honey? There are tiny little bee legs in the honey. Say, so how are you allowed to use the honey? It's a piece of a sheretz. So we say, no. Honey makes it, panim chadashos bolakan. It's ki'ilu, it's not legs anymore, and the honey makes it as if it's something new. It's not called bee legs anymore, so don't worry about it. I don't think if anybody saw the bee legs that we would be eating it, but it's new. So some one of the Bali Musar say that's why Rosh Hashanah is about a honey, because honey makes new things, and we have to make ourselves new. While salt is a preserver. Salt is, you know, whatever we are is going to, we don't want to preserve. We want to become new on Rosh Hashanah. We don't want to preserve. We want to turn over a new leaf, and therefore that's the difference between salt and a little bit about salt and honey. Good. Let's continue. Again, there's more about salt, but we will continue. So that's the first line in the Mishnah, that if I buy items that are totally inappropriate, I'm not allowed to buy water and salt and peyros still attached to the ground, so then it doesn't work. Halokeach peyros. So what about what we were just saying? What if I buy fruit outside of Yerushalayim? I'm not supposed to do that. I'm supposed to bring the money too. So shogeg, if I did it b'shogeg, I didn't realize that I was using my Shosheni money. It was in my left pocket, and I was using my right pocket. I messed up. I got mixed up. I used my Shosheni money to buy fruit outside of Yerushalayim. Shogig, if it was b'shogig, yachsu damin l'koman. If it was b'shogig, the whole thing doesn't work. Because we could call that a mekatos. We assume a person would not want to violate the isser of buying stuff outside of Yerushalayim. So we assume that it was missing das kinyan. And therefore, it goes back, the seller gives, the one who now has the money gives the money back, and the one who took the fruit takes it back too, and the whole thing is maratos, and there's no change of kedusha. Yachsu damim l'mkoman. Mazid. What if it mazid? I knew this was my Shosheni money. I don't want to have so much money, you know, and I don't feel people might steal from me, so I buy the fruit. I know it's my Shosheni money. I'm not supposed to do it, but I do it anyway. So then, you know, the halacha is okay. It has kedusha, and you got to bring that fruit up. Ya'alu v'ye'achlu b'makom. You got to bring that up to Yerushalayim and eat it there. V'imein mikdash yirkavu. And if there's no Beis HaMikdash, or as we'll see later, if there's no Mizbeach, meaning you have to eat Ma'aser Sheni only if there's a Mizbeach, so then your kavu, then you have to just let it rot. Right? You can't switch the Kedusha off. It's done. Once you switched it from the fruit onto money and money onto fruit, that's it. You cannot switch it. Similarly, Halokeach Behema, if I buy an animal, again, outside of Yerushalayim, which I'm not supposed to do, supposed to just go. I switched it from the fruit onto the money and go to Yerushalayim. See if I buy a behemah. B'shogeg, yachsu demelim koman. Right? If it was b'shogeg, again, the whole thing is meratos, and the whole thing is undone. Mezid tale v'tochal teyachel b'makom. If it was b'mezid, I knew exactly what I was doing. Okay, so it works. You did something wrong, but it still works. V'mein mikdash tikaver al yidei ora. And if there's no mikdash, so this animal that has Meiser Sheni Kedusha, and there's nothing to do with it, because you can't eat it. So that's why you have to just wait, you have to bury it. When it dies, you bury it, and you can't even use the skin. Al yidei ora. So it's interesting, the Tosfos Yontif here notes, we learned earlier that if I switch the Kedusha onto an animal and I bring it as a carbon, then the skin is chulin. The chiskin, I'm allowed to use the skin for anything. Right? If I did it in an inappropriate way, then fine. It might all have kedusha, knas. But here, so why here do you have to bury the skin? If you bought an animal as a, you know, Meister Shane, even if you could use it as a carbon, but it it doesn't work. So why is it that the skin has to be buried? So says the Tosfos Yontif, and we discussed this a few days ago. If I a makir of an animal as a carbon, then the ikar is the basar. The basar and the emurin, that's the ikar. And the skin is tuffel. So you can assume he wasn't even focusing on it. It was like, when we discussed, it's like a container. It's like the outside of a nut. Or if it's like the, you know, the bottle of the barrel of the wine that are sold stumos. But that's only if you focus on the meat and you're makrav it as a carbon. But here, you're just burying the whole thing. So here, the skin is no more tuffel than the basar. The basar is also. That's the Tosfos Yontif here. V'lo dummy. La Mishnah Gimel, the Yatza Ha'ar Lechulin, the Hasam Lezivche Shlamim Niknes. It was bought for a carbon Shlamim, Vinosein Eino Babasar. and his eye is literally fixated on the meat. The meat is the ikker, and that's why the skin can be looked at as secondary. Aval hacha detikaver nipsa shehu kilu lanasanin abbasar. Yeah, the whole thing is one unit. The skin is no different. And therefore, the whole thing has to be buried. There is nothing to, you can't look at it as tafel, right? It's all just one item. All just one item. Good. So that's the first two parts of the Mishnah. Again, if I did it by accident, I bought fruit outside, I bought an animal outside, parallel halachos. Next. Ein lochim avadim v'karkos u'behema tmeya. Midmei ma'aseh sheni. I'm not allowed to buy, again, ma'aseh sheni has to be food. So all these things are not allowed. You can't buy avadim or karka or non-kosher animals. Midmei ma'aseh sheni. V'im lochah, what if you did? Yeochel or yochal kinegdan. You have to eat, you have to say, how much money did you spend to buy the non-kosher animal? You spent 500, so you have to now go buy 500 of fruit or animal and eat that bikdusha in Yerushalayim. There is a machlokes rishonim, what exactly is happening? What does it mean, yochal kinegdan? Yochal kinegdan. Rashi. Let's say I bought a non-kosher animal. Right, I don't know, I bought a horse. I was a mut to ride a horse. I bought a horse with my ma'aser sheni money. So now the seller has the money and I have the horse. And I realize, uh-oh, the halacha is yochal kinegdan. So what does that mean? So Rashi and Kiddushin says, you know what that means? I have to designate money, the same amount, and I have to say, wherever my money is, the horse seller has the money, that money has Kiddusha. Because it wasn't chal on the horse. A horse is a behemoth tmeya. So that money that the seller has still has Kiddusha. I hereby am switching the Kedusha from the money that the seller has to this money right here. So it's mamish, it's a chilul, it's a real chilul. And then you take that money and buy fruit with it in Yerushalayim. That's Rashi, Kedusha, Nun, Vav, Amid, Aleph. V'yomar, what does he do? Yikach hamoz mishalo, v'yomar, kol makom shahamoz biyad mocher, wherever the money is. Yiyu mechuleles, al elu. It's mechulal on these v'yalim yochlim Yerushalayim. And then you eat that, you bring that up to Yerushalayim. Tosfos kedusha nun vav amid aleph. Tosfos says you can't be mechalal on money that you don't have. That's not pershuscha. Remember we said that. We said that if it falls into a pit and it costs 50 to bring up. So how was Rashi talking about? Right, you bought the horse. Now the horse seller is somewhere, I don't know, it's in the next city. He has the money. So you're saying the money that you have now, you're designating to switch the kedusha. You can't do that. It says Tosfos, 2 days. First day is, you're not switching it. It's just a knas. Your money with the seller still has kedusha. There's nothing you can do about that. There's nothing you can do about that. But you wouldn't find you. Right? What you do? You bought this non-kosher animal. So pirish riva de'ein ze el knasa de kansu lelokeach. That's it. And the chil is not going to help. Day number one of Tosfos. Kedushin Vav, basically arguing on Rashi. Right? It's not going to help. Number two, but then Tosfos quotes a Rabbeinu Meir that says, usually you can't be mechalo on something that's shalob reshuscha. But here, it's zachim la'adam, shalob afanav. There you're doing it on behalf of him because he has kedusha money, but he doesn't want it. It's not good for him. Rameir Mefarish, shiny hacha shalokeach yochol lechala l'maiser b'yad amocher. Mishum deschusu lo l'mocher. V'zachin lo l'adam shlo b'fanav. Da'zachia mitam shlichus. V'avi kamo shliach. Tosa zeshita in 10 different places in Shas. Here in Kiddushin and Vav. Earlier in Kiddushin, daf mem alf mem beis. Sugya of zachia mitam shlichus. But even without saying that, you could have said even zachia mitam shlichus, you might say zachia works. But that's what Tosa says here. Kiddushin nun vav ben aleph. That the maybe Rashi is saying it's working mitam zechiyah. Okay, we continue. Ein mevien. Next line in the all these rules about what you're allowed to buy. Say ein mevien kinei zavin. What if I'm chayav a carbon? Right, a woman had a baby. She's chayav. She has to buy birds to bring as a carbon. Could she use Meister Sheni money to buy those birds? The answer is no. The rule is going to be you cannot spend Meister Sheni money. You can't double up on your chiyuvim. Meister Sheni money to buy a davar shebechova. That's the rule. So you can't buy sets of birds for a zav or a zava, right? A man or a woman who had an emission that makes them tamei, or a woman had a baby. You can't use heavy, and if you did, same thing. Yochal kinegdan. If you did, use your Maaser Sheni money, so Maaser Sheni is losing out. So Yochal Kenegdan, again, this is not switching the Kedusha like in the Zechiah case, but still, we don't want you to to get away with doubling up on your Chiyuvim. Zeh Aklal, and the rule is, Kol Shu Chutz La'Achila U'L'Shasiya U'L'Sicha, anything that's outside of eating, drinking, anointing, or smearing, if you didn't do the right thing, smearing, and use my Shasheni money, so you have the parallel of Yochal Kenegdo, we make you eat Bikdusha parallel to that value. Whenever Zav comes up, I like to mention that Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, where the Rambam mentions that there's a difference between Zav and Zava and Mitzora and Mitzoraas. Right? Mitzora is one mitzvah. The karbonis of Mitzora is one mitzvah. We count it as one, male and female. While Zav and Zava, we count as two. The Rambam in Mitzvah Ayin Dalid counts the karbonis of his Zav. In Mitzvah Ayin Hey, the Rambam counts the karbonis of his Zava. And he says, you might ask, Vulai makshe yikshe alai v'yomar, acha shakarban azav hu kakarban azava, if the zav and the zava bring the same karbanos, right, what does our Mishnah say? Kine zavim, kine zavas. Loma lo timna min akarban yishayibo. Kol mishi yishayib, you're saying, you count zav and zava separately, so every person who has a reason to bring a karban should be counted separately. The chatos of a mechal al Shabbos, and the chatos of this aveira, and the chatos of that aveira. So why do you count zav and zava separately? Right, just because there's different people? Kamosha Sita Bakarban Khatas, or Karban Ashim Vadev, just count the Karban of Ziva. So the Rambam says, no. Zav and Zava, there are different ways that you become a Zav and a Zava. And that's why you have to count it separately. Right? There are different rules. Mesech Zavim discuss. And therefore you can't count it as one. You have to count it as two. Mitzora and a Mitzoraas, just by contrast. So that's it's all the same thing, male and female. Same exact halachas. But a Zav and a Zava are different. Therefore, you have to count it as two. And he says, what's my Raya Brura? The first Mishnah in the second parak in Krisus. Right, Dav Ches in Krisus, with the Gemara, what's the name of the parak? Arba'a Mechusrei Kapara. There are four people that not only do they have to count days until they become tar, but they also have to bring a karban after they become tar. That's a Mechusrei Kapara. Who are they? Zav, Zava, Yoledes Mitzora. So the Rambam says, Chazal in the Mishnah separate Zav and Zava, but they don't separate Mitzora and Mitzoraas. So you see, that's the true. Vine tira. Ech yimno azava azava bishnayim, v'yimne ha-mitzora ke'echad. Yeh ish o isha. Ki zivas ha-ish, zulas zivas ha-isha. It's different. Okay, so zav and zava are different. Okay, I guess we'll have to stop here. And Hashem, we'll continue next time with the Gemara about this Mishnah as we continue through the first parak of Maseches Maaser, Maaser Sheni, another two daf, till this first parak. Okay, we'll stop.